Yeah, I'm trying to speak with Mr. Dennis McEnagar.
Yep.
Okay, Dennis, how you doing? This is Mike from Huff and Mazer. I think you left an inquiry on our website looking for a mobile application earlier today, if that rings any bells.
Okay.
All right, so how you doing?
No, I'm fine. I wanted to find out what mobile app would it cost.
Right, that's exactly what I'm calling for. So basically, we build custom mobile applications, and I reckon you're looking for an enterprise application that supports your existing business, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so could you tell me a bit more about, what kind of features do you need in it, and whether it's going to be both for Android and iOS, or is it just going to be for one of these platforms?
No, I don't know. I don't know nothing about that stuff. That's why I'm calling.
Okay. So, well, there are in fact three kinds of mobile app, in fact three kinds of applications, right? One is an application that's accessed from from a web browser. Like, you have to go to www.canadianstoragesystems.com that I reckon happens to be your domain, right? So
Yep.
that is one type of application that's called a web application that's accessed from a web browser, right? However, there's a second kind of mobile application that we use on our phones, and that has to be either for the Android or the iOS. And Android has a 60% share in the market, and iOS is about 40% share in the market. So whether you would already know whether you need it for both the Android and the iOS, or you just need it for one of these platforms, depending upon whether the application is for your employees to automate your daily processes, or is it going to be a customer side application that's going to be, where your customers can onboard and they can get a quote, for example, for, the services you offer, or they can subscribe to your maintenance services, whatever that is. So, once again, can you tell me what kind of business do you do? I do have your website in front of me, by the way, Canadian Storage Systems, and I reckon you offer storage facilities like, installation and maintenance, right?
Yes, I build and design buildings.
Okay, so what are you trying to accomplish with this application now? Is it to
I don't
again?
know. Someone says, do you have a phone app? I go, no. And I said, I don't know what a phone app is, and I didn't know what it's worth. And I thought you might be able to say, hey, we can help you out.
Right, but
I don't
I
know.
think
You
you.
tell me what people, how's it going to help me?
Well, see, there are two kinds, right? One is where, how many employees do you have, by the way?
None.
You don't have any employees yet. Okay. So I think you'd be looking at a customer side application where, let's say if you have, let's say 10 customers right now, and you want to make sure they become loyal to you, and whatever customers you onboard going future in the future, they have an application to download, and just like you did earlier today, and you searched for a mobile application development company, right? They would have your application on their phone. In the past, since let's say by 2010, we used to say that you have to get into your customer's wallet in order to make sure they become loyal to you, card or through
Right.
a Wii card. Now we say that you have to get into your customer's phone in order to make sure they become loyal to you, and that's exactly why Starbucks, McDonald's, Walmart, all of these big brands, they have an application, and that's because, if someone's looking for something that Walmart offers, for example, Walmart does not want them to go out on the internet and try and find other competitors or similar companies that can offer a similar product, right? Walmart wants them to come to them every time they need, let's say, disposable furniture or, grocery items or any kind of tools. Walmart wants them to come on the application. The first thing that should come into the customer's mind is Walmart, and not going to the internet and searching for a grocery company, for example. Does that make sense?
Well, how do I get where people actually go looking for storage? They automatically pull mine up.
Well,
Like
that
I
is, yeah.
that's a
Sorry.
whole different thing. If somebody's on a phone app and they're looking for to build storage, how do I get it where they a phone app will pull them up and say, okay, this is the company to go with?
Well, see, then you're not looking at a mobile application. What you're looking for is a search engine optimization that comes under marketing and not development, right? Search engine optimization means, for example, today, just earlier today, if you remember your journey as a user, you went on your phone or you went on your laptop and you searched for an app company, or you searched for you typed in the keyword build app, right? And our website was the first one to pop up on the search engine, and that's how you found us, and that's exactly how we're speaking today, right? And that's exactly how we get business, and you know we have more than 500 clients on our portfolio, right? So in order for people to be able to find you when they're looking for a storage systems company, you'll have to rank your web application on the search engines. Now that again is a second step after you have a web application where that is kind of your gateway to your services, right? Now when you have that live and you have that up and running, the second thing you have to do is you have to rank your web app on the search engines on keywords. Now keywords is, for example, today you searched mobile apps and you found us. Now mobile and apps is a keyword where we are ranked on. All over the USA and all over Canada, if you search up mobile apps, for example, in most places we would turn up on the top of the search engine, right? And that's how we achieve this is through search engine optimization. Are you familiar with that term, or am I jumping the guns on you?
No, I understand that. I've heard it lots of times, yeah.
Right, so but in order to get there, like I mentioned, you first need to have a web application that you can rank. You cannot start ranking something that does not exist, obviously, right? So taking a step back, you know, before you talk about ranking yourself on the search engine, like I mentioned, you have to build a web application. And I think a web application in your case is going to be a sign up and login dashboard where people, when they come to your website, they can sign up with their email, they can create a password, and they can, you know, they can answer a few questions about, you know, whether what company do they represent and whether what kind of requirements they may have right now or in the future for storage systems facilities, right? That way
I already have that on my website.
Oh, you already have a dashboard, you say. Okay. Let me get back to your website once again. Just give me one moment.
So if you go looking and you want to build a surgeon, you got to fill your name and number.
Right. And what do they see? No, but that's just a contact form, right? That does not give them a place to sign. That's not a dashboard, is it?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to talk to my IT people about that.
Okay, so you already have one step done on your website right now. I'm looking at it right now, and it says request an estimate on your website. And when I tap that button, it takes me to a page where you can request a quote, right? Now, you could make that further comprehensive, and how you could do that is when someone creates, you know, when they enter all this information on your website, it automatically creates a login on your website for them. Now, why do we, you know, as users of Facebook, why, for example, we go to Facebook every day? Do you use Facebook, by the way?
Yeah.
You do, right? Why do you go to Facebook? It's because Facebook gives you your own personalized space whereby you have your friends that you've added, you have your own timeline, you have your own wall whereby you can post your pictures, your friends can comment. So you have your own little space there, and that's exactly why you go back to Facebook every day, right? Likewise, on Canadian storage systems, there has to be a dashboard where people can come on, more like a personalized dashboard where they can, you know, probably upload their picture as well. They have their name written. They enter the dashboard. It says, hi, Dennis, for example. And then it gives them all the options that you offer. For example, they want to request maintenance with your company, right? They want to, or they want to have an inspection done. Let's come to the first step. You know, inspection is probably the first step in your service, right?
Okay, yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah.
So you inspect a site first, and then you recommend what kind of storage can be installed?
Yeah.
The first option there should be that they can schedule, there should be a live calendar whereby they should be able to schedule an appointment with you for inspection. Now, how do they do that? I'll try and paint a canvas in your head, right? So they have a live calendar that they see. They select the time that's available, And once they submit all that information along with the details of what kind of inspection they need and what are the requirements in terms of storage, that query or that request gets assigned automatically to someone, to one person that's available on that time slot, you know, for from your inspection team, without you having to, you know, pick a call, talk to your customer, and you know, finding the right person in your inspection team that's available, maintaining their you know, schedule for them. Everything happens online automatically on your website, on your web application, without you having to do anything. From the customer signing up for an inspection.
How much does that cost?
Well, again, it depends on what you agree to, what kind of features you need. That's one feature that I'm talking about. There's so many things that you can do, right? Now, when someone becomes your customer, you want to have them, you know, you want repeat business from them as well, right? So you want to give those options as well, whether if they want to, let's say, schedule maintenance every once a month, every, let's say, fifth date of every month, you should have that option automatically on the website where they can schedule the maintenance one time. They can even enter their card details, right? And they can store them on your website on the merchant, and they can get billed automatically, you know, depending upon whether what kind of service they are looking for. They should be able to check out online. They should be able to do the invoicing online, get an automatic receipt or invoice whenever they make that payment. And lump sum, anything like that would cost you anywhere between $5,000 and $7,000. But that's like a one-time fee, and that covers for the complete development for a complete web application dashboard that's going to be personalized for each of your customers. So each of your customers is going to have more like a small space for themselves on your website. And whenever they look for a storage systems, you know, company, they would all, your company would always be the first one coming to their mind.
Okay. Well, I'll have to talk to my IT person to see what they say. I'm just curious.
So who's built the website for you, by the way, that I'm looking at right now? Is that built on WordPress, or what technology has been used to build it?
No idea. I'm the guy that builds buildings.
All right, you don't happen to be much tech savvy yourself, right?
No.
Okay, so I'm looking at it right now, and it's built on jQuery. That's a JavaScript language. It's a custom website, which is good, and that means, you know, it can be scaled to, you know, build a web application right on top of it without you having to change the platform for your current website.
Okay.
So are you going to go to your IT person and they're going to build the dashboard for you, or are you looking for a vendor to build it for you?
I don't know. I'm going to call them. I don't think they do that, apps for phone.
Oh, they don't do it. Okay. Well, then in that case, just let me know. I mean, how do you want to recircle on this? I know you're going to talk to your IT team right now, an IT person right now. And then how do you suggest we go from here then?
I don't know. Talk to them and find out if I really need it or not. I'll phone them and give them a call and say what they think.
All right, then. So in that case, I can try and give you a call back in an hour if you like.
In a what?
Sorry?
Call me back when?
I said in an hour, if you want to call them.
I haven't got time, but I'm too busy right now doing a project. Call me back in 2 weeks.
Oh, two weeks.